Sam Crowley with us this morning. He is, well, he's a massage therapist, kayak instructor, and all around just, you know,
send in
and do radio guy for the YMCA of Marquette County. Good morning. Welcome back to the program and welcome to the new facilities. I'm glad you were able to find him.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's nice digs here.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more room to work with, so that's always good. But you guys have got a ton of
stuff coming up here.
Well, yeah, at the YMCA, we're pretty busy. It's a busy time of year. And so we've just, when I found out I was going on the radio, Megan, our marketing coordinator, walked up to me and just dropped this packet of information on my lap.
Talk about this, Sam. But when we hear kayak instructor, February doesn't normally leap to mind, to be honest with you.
Well, the funny thing is we got a couple programs going on right now, except instead of being outside, they're inside in the pool.
Okay.
So we've got one that's going on. So for folks who already have skills, so if you want to go into a pool and just practice rolling and such, we've got a program like that going on at Marquette Senior High School. And then we've got a wonderful program happening, a lot of partnerships there. We're partnering with SAIL. The Independent Living Center here in town. We're partnering with NMU, their PE program. And then we're partnering with Baycliff. They're providing equipment. We're getting folks with disabilities, and we're teaching them. We're working with the PE folks so that they can learn how to work with folks with disabilities as they're teaching kayaking to them. So we're going to be in the PEEF pool. That's happening. We're in our second week, and it'll be 4 weeks long, once a week. And it's a wonderful program. We're having a blast already.
Interesting. There is so much always going on at the Y every time we have you folks in for an update. But what else is on the docket at the Y?
Well, one of the great things that's going on, I don't know if Lori Smolinski's come in and talked. She's the Child Development Center.
Been a while, but yeah, we've had her in.
Yep.
Yeah, well, she's just a great lady, as you guys found out. She really knows kids, really understands how kids learn, and is all about youth development. And one of the things that's, she runs the Child Development Center there, and one of the great things that's happening is that there's some openings in the preschool program. So this is for kids age 3 to 5 years old. We have some openings, and, you know, I tell you, if I had kids, I'd be putting them in, and I'm thinking of signing up the neighbor's kids. It's just one of those things. You don't have opportunities like this come along very often, so it's something.
That has been very popular, and what a morning already. We've talked kayaks and more. I'm happy. I don't know about you, but I'm about as satisfied as I'm going to get, I think.
Well, you do have a few more things coming up, so what else is on the docket?
Oh, I got more on the stack here. Yeah, we're doing a very fun program. The folks at Coco's approached us. And so when you think of Coco's, you think of great food. And what we're going to be doing is out at Presque Isle, we're going to be doing a snowshoe.
Okay.
And so if folks have snowshoes, and they're encouraged to bring it. If you don't have snowshoes, we'll have snowshoes you can rent. Never been on snowshoes before. We're going to have people to be able to help you out. So on February 19th, come on out, snowshoe. And then afterwards, Coco's is going to have some great soup, sandwich, hot chocolate, and brownies there. So just a wonderful event. Go out, get some exercise, and then come back and have some great food.
You know, and it's so entertaining for me just how stealthily you folks at the Y build the whole, you know, exercise fitness thing in, and you almost disguise it in a way. Here, we got Coco's, this great food, but we're gonna go do this first. And that's, in a way, you almost have to do that nowadays, don't you? We're just gonna disguise it under the auspices of something different, but the key is obviously the fitness and the exercise and to get people active.
Yeah, and get people having fun. And that's what it's about. You know, we're a YMCA, we've got a building, but we're getting people outside the box, getting them outside. And that's what kayaking's all about. That's what the snowshoeing's all about as well.
Well, it's also, when you think about it, a lot of us that live here, you know, think about doing those things, but we never actually do, you know, get out on the snowshoes or cross-country skiing or kayaking or any of these outdoor-based activities, you know. And I know that's part of the main mission of the Y.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I live here, is to be in a place where you can do those things, and being a part of the Y is great because it enables me to have fun at work and have fun with the community as well.
Now, if people want to find out more about these and other events and activities, how would they get a hold of you or get a hold of the Y?
You can call the Y in Marquette, 227-9622. You can also go to our website, ymcamqt.org. And there's information on all these programs out there.
Is there anything left in there, or is now the time to recap?
Oh, there's still more stuff. I still got a big pile here. Winter 2 programs. So this is programs happening inside the Y at Marquette and Nagani. The registration begins February 5th for members, and it starts February 12th for non-members. And these programs run from February 27th to April 23rd. And that these are programs such as swimming, karate, sports like little hoopsters, gymnastics, arts, youth fitness. It's
you name it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're wanting to do something, it's going to be here and at the Y.
Well, I brought this up with folks before, and you know, when years ago when you thought of the Y, you thought of, okay, let's go play racquetball. You know, and the goal here, and we were talking about this off microphone just a moment ago, is that opening of the doors and more the outreach than I think we've ever seen before with opportunities and programs like this. And it's got to be refreshing in a way to be a part of that.
It's exciting to be a part of it. The Y is, I walk into the Y and it seems like any time of the day there's folks, there's kids, there's all elements of our community are there and everyone's having fun. One of the great things about being there at the Y is we've got tot watch, so kids are in there. And about 8 o'clock at night, you start hearing the kids being carried out. And you hear them being carried out because what they're screaming is, I don't want to go home.
Right.
I don't want to leave.
Either that or they're fast asleep because they blew themselves out while they were there. Again, the phone number and again, the website. There's a lot to get to. And the website's really amazing, quite honestly. I mean, everything we've had here will be on the website. What is it again here, Sam?
It's ymcamqt.org.
And we will post all of this, as Walt always does, to our blog at markandwalt.com. Don't be a stranger.